Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Hello again. If you just join us, this is Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rifulwe, and the amazing Dr. Bill Price. Oh my word, today you have to invite everyone, like invite your whole family from your great-grandparents.
Send the WhatsApp. Create a group.
Everything.
Don't stop. But don't take your hands off the steering wheel.
Yes, exactly. Do not drive and text.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome, Dr. Bill.
Oh, what a joy and privilege it is. It's so lovely. This is an amazing journey, the journey of adventures in companionship.
Yeah.
And the two of us in the studio have had an adventure, haven't we?
Oh, it's been amazing.
Crazy. If I was an Asian person, I'd say, I'm going crazy. I'm so happy. I'm crazy.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's like even the pandemic doesn't exist. That's how much fun we are having.
Well, I've got news for you. There never was a pandemic. If it was a pandemic, it was only pandemic in word description.
Yeah.
If it was a pandemic, we would have seen bodies lying next to the roads.
Oh, yeah.
We would have bodies strewn all over the place. And they call it a pandemic. It's not a pandemic. It's a man-made demic.
Oh.
That's my word.
All right.
Take it if you will.
Okay. Right. Welcome, Dr. Bill. Let's inform people about the kind of fools we come across.
Oh, my goodness. It is one of the lessons I think I learned from my late father was foolishness. Now, I grew up in a home. As a white South African, my mother was of German, Dutch, Afrikaans descent. So she was a Zitsman. And my father was from Wales. So he was a Price. So I was the fruit salad in the house. And so our culture was quite interesting. So my mother was Afrikaans and she thought she was very grand. She was also an opera singer, so she used to sing opera and all of that. And I didn't know my mother, that I don't have any recalled memories that I can go back to up until the age of about 7. But I do have in my mind very, very, very vivid memories of Miriam, who was a Sotho woman who raised me in my mother's stead. So she was in the house, and you need to know that time was in the deep apartheid age. Mm. But I was raised by an African woman. I was on paperback, and I got the club before I got the warning, and I was raised with Morocco and pop. And
wow.
At times, if I get quiet, I can feel her singing in my chest. And I wonder, why was that? And then my dad said it was because every time he saw me, I was on Miriam's back. She was pebble-backing me. And then I understood why my legs are so apart from each other. Because Miriam was a small woman, but oh my goodness, she had a large waist. And when I stand up straight, it looks like a horse has disappeared from under me. So, but my father always used to tell me, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. I am reminded that in the book of Job, at the end of the story, when all things come together for Job and he starts getting everything back and all of that, that his comforters, God visits Job and he says, Job, I'm going to restore everything and blah-de-blah, get it all right. And then God interestingly turns to Job's comforters and he says to them, when I'm finished with Job, I'm going to come and visit you. That... has got to be a moment when God says, I'm going to finish off here. But when I'm finished off here, I'm going to come and visit you. I would die in that moment. I go, oh, God, help me. And then he says why he's going to come. God never does anything without a reason. So he says to these counselors, he said, I am going to come and visit you, and I am going to take you up. I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to confront you because you shared, and wait for it, what God says, you shared silly, stupid, foolish words with Job. Now that's interesting. I can remember when I went on a burnout in my life. I went on a horrible, horrible burnout. It was almost suicidal. And it's a story within itself and a testimony within itself. But I can remember the scripture that I got when I was crying before God, saying, get me out of this, I don't know how. I said, why am I like I am? And I opened up the scriptures in Jeremiah, I think it's 6, verse 11 or verse 19, and the scripture reads, my people are half healed. And I said, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I was a pastor and a preacher and a pastoral psychologist. So I was out healing everybody. And I realized that God was working through me, but never in me. And yeah, there's a difference. And so I found myself that I was half healed. But then the prophet goes on further. He doesn't just stop there. The verse continues, my people are half healed. And if you've got a concordance, you can search it up, type it into your phone. If you've got a Bible, just say, my people are half healed. The book Jeremiah, and you'll find the verse. It goes further. He says, my people are half healed because the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the bishops, the teachers, the evangelists are falsely preaching over them.
My word. I found it.
Did you find it?
Yeah, they dress the wound of my people. Okay, here's a Jeremiah 8.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know of such a scripture. Or maybe, you know, just sometimes you just read over something.
Yeah. So there, you need to know the people that you choose because of the words that they're going to share with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so at some stage, we're going to come to grips with, I think there's like 5 types of fools.
Yeah.
So there's the simple fool, then there's the silly fool, then there's the sensual fool, then there's the scorning fool, and then there's the steadfast fool.
Hmm.
Now, in the Old Testament, the word fool is translated into 5 different Hebrew words. And that's where we get these types of fools from. And unfortunately, when they translated the Bible into English, they only made it one word, which is fool. But Scripture sees differences and distinguished differences. So we need to understand that there is progression in the description of fools. So the first one that we come across in our life, and you've got to watch out for these signs and symptoms, is the simple fool. The Hebrew word is pethi, and the root word of that is derived from the word patha, and it implies extreme vulnerability, literally meaning to be opened up. So the simple fool is a person who opens up their mind at any passing thought and will share anything, and you're going, where did that come from? It's like a sudden interjection. The person interrupts and says, yeah, I was also like that. My mother's also like that. My father's also like that. That happens to everybody. In other words, it's a person who has an oversimplified view of life and fails to recognize the cause and effect of life. They just see everything just happens. There's no cause, there's no effect. It just happens. And they're simple because they're not discerning. And they are dangerously immature, extremely gullible, and intensely curious people. That's how you'll pick up whether you've got a simple fool in your friendship circle. So I like you to put, if you are recording this or you've got it on a podcast, press the pause button, draw circles. The first circle is the circle around me. Then the next circle is my intimate friends. Then it's my external friends. And then it's, and you draw circles and put people in those circles. And I'd like you to identify people now. Who in your circles of influence would you determine as immature, extremely gullible, and intensely curious, and they open their mind at any passing thought? Proverbs of Solomon, the Song of Solomon, the son of the king of Israel, David, said that when you give, Proverbs 1 verse 4, when you give subtly to the simple, to the young man, you need to give to them knowledge and discretion. So what this unwise, foolish young person or person needs is they need knowledge and discretion. And we've got to beware. Proverbs 19 verse 25 describes, beware of the simple, pithy, beware of them. So a simple fool. Sometimes they can be the fun of the party, but they make a fool of themselves at the end of the day. Then we go and we look at the next one. And the next fool that pops up onto our radar screen is the fool which is entitled The Silly Fool. The silly fool is found, the Hebrew word for the silly fool is evil, E-V-E-L, evil. It's different, and its definition is to preserve silliness. So the mouth of a silly fool often gets him to trouble. This word is found in Proverbs 10, verse 14. The wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish, evil, is near destruction. So this particular person, when things go wrong, they become angry. They result and create damage. There's a proverb that reads, a stone is heavy and sand is heavy, but a fool, evil's wrath, is heavier than them both. So when you have a fool, an evil, who is angry, you need to know that you're going to be carrying a lot of weight around in your relationships. He even reacts with wrath when instruction is offered. So they get angry. But Proverbs 1:7 reads, the fear of the Lord, the respect of the Lord, of God, is the beginning of knowledge. But fools, evil, despise wisdom and destruction. So people in your circle that you want to correct and that you want to align and they despise it, they get angry, that's that fool. You need to go, okay, I understand which fool you are. They're argumentative, they're persuasive, and they bring well-meaning advice, but they are fools of error. And these were Job's fools. They were fools of error. Then you get the sensual fool. This is the Hebrew word kesil. So we have evil, we have pethi, and now we have kesil, which means simply fat, stupid, or silly. So that the word denotes a person who determines to make wrong choices. So it's not about that they're fat or not. They make wrong choices. They possibly have a mental deficiency, but they disregard the wisdom of God. They disregard the very wisdom of God. They glory in the fact that they create shame and that they do mischief. So a sensual fool glories in being ashamed, and they create mischief. They're also very unreasonable. Their lips enter into contention. Their mouth calls for strokes, and they strike with words. And we've got a lot of warnings in Scripture about people because their motives and methods are very, very subtle. In actual fact, severe punishment is prescribed in the Bible about a sensual fool. Proverbs 26:3 says, "A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool," which is the kesil, the person who is sensually foolish. They're the ones who touch inappropriately. They're the ones who get too close inappropriately. Yeah, then the fourth one is the scorning fool. And the scorning fool is the word lutz, and it means to make mouths at and to scoff. So the scorning fool uses facial expressions to communicate with disdain. They show contempt in their heart by being anti to authority and civil rights. They embrace, which is abominable. That's why Psalm 1 says, "Don't sit in the counsel of the ungodly." That's a scorning fool.
Yeah.
That's a scorner. They express scorn through their attitudes, their behavior, and their speech. And they literally turn a deaf ear to rebuke. A wise son hears his father and the instruction, but a scorner, a lutz, heareth not rebuke. So there are people who will not hear rebuke simply because that's who they are.
Yeah.
But they will be the ones who are going to be punished by life itself and by God. And the final fool is a steadfast fool. And a steadfast fool is a fool that we need to be very, very aware of. The most dangerous fool is this fool. This fool is a fool that is steadfast. The Hebrew word is the nabor, the nabor, and it means wicked or stupid. It identifies this person as a nabal. It's a vile person. This person totally rejects God, totally rejects God's ways. Where do we find that? Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool, the nabal, says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt, they have abominable works, and there is none that doeth good. So a nabal is a steadfast fool. They're just a fool. And be careful that we don't. So we've got to choose wise people around us.
Yeah.
We can't just have people that are fools. So we need to motivate people that when you choose a friend, you're going to do so with sincere love. You're going to do so being true to your word. You're going to do so realizing that you're going to influence each other patiently. I close with this. Someone once said, "You take me to your top five friends, and I will prophesy your future."
Wow. So it's very important to be careful of this type of people that you just mentioned. Because we can confuse them easily.
They seem jovial. You see, foolish sometimes is misunderstood as a sense of humor.
Oh, wow.
So we see it as humor. But the reality of humor is that there is truth in humor. And many, many a truthful thing is said in humor.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you so much for tuning in to Adventures in Companionship with Dr. Bill Price. His last parting words were, "Many truths are revealed in humor." So sometimes that truth that you were looking for is found in that humorous comment that was said. We'll see you next time.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.